took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We tackle a new topic, have live prayer, and I assign a task for today on each broadcast. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is knowing your purpose helps you stay in your lane. Knowing your purpose helps you stay in your lane. Our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's a lot of verses, but they're very short. I needed all of them to really bring this home this morning. So bear with me as we read from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 30. While you're getting your Bible ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live with me by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. You can also learn more about me in the ministry on my ministry website, which is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have the Bible ready. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 4, and I am reading from the KJV. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Your spirit ought to be rejoicing by now. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now listen to this. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they all were one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. We're almost finished. Bear with me. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body. Let me read that again. That there should be no schism or infighting in the body or division, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God have set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, help, government, and diversities of tongues. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Knowing your purpose helps you stay in your lane. Be you. Praise the Lord. Repeat that after me. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Say, knowing my purpose helps me stay in my lane. Be me. Hallelujah. So many times in life, we find people who are jealous, who are envious, who cannot even live their lives because they are so focused on somebody else's life. Wanting to have what someone else has, wanting the gifts, the talents, the looks, the finances, the destiny of what someone else has. This sometimes becomes so toxic that people will kill people because they want what the other person has. People will rob, they will burglarize, but sometimes they will go after your husband or your wife. Because they want what you have. They will disparage your name, ruin your reputation, because they just can't be happy, content, satisfied with the life God has ordained for them. Instead, they spend all day on social media talking about someone else in a negative manner. They spend all day gossiping on the phone. They spend all day driving by your house, all day texting your husband or wife, all day posting images on social media and Instagram where they have on corsets to make their waist look 5 inches smaller, and then they take the things off and almost fall out because they couldn't breathe. People spend tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and sometimes even mortgage their homes getting plastic surgery. And it's not just women, it's men as well. Men now will get fake calf muscles inserted and fake pecs, you know, their chest muscles inserted, trying to always be more than what God has ordained them to be. And I'm not saying it's anything wrong with keeping up your looks or anything wrong with having the best in life. No, God has ordained you to have the best in life. But when this gets to a point where you can no longer know your purpose, live in your purpose, operate in your purpose, fulfill your destiny, be a joyful person to be around, Houston, we got a problem, and you have to deal with it. Now, in this word that we read today, it breaks down for us the very fact, in other words, the absolute truth that the body, whether it is the natural body or the spiritual body, has many members with many different functions, many different talents and gifts, many different operations of administration. But when everybody is doing his or her part, that's when the body functions best. When each person, will live within the realm of what God has ordained for him or her, that is when there will be no schism, no division, no issues in the body, because each part of the body is doing its part. The word said, the eyes are here to see. The ears are placed there to hear. Your mouth is here to speak. So if the eyes get mad and say, well, I'm not going to be your vision today because I'd rather be the hearing, then will you be surprised when you fall over and hurt yourself? Surely not. Because the eyes decided not to operate within its function as the vision, but rather it wanted somebody else's function, and that was to be the hearing. And if today your mouth will not open, will you be surprised when your stomach starts to growl? And if you don't open your mouth again tomorrow and for the next day, will you be amazed when you end up in the hospital with dehydration because you have not taken in any water? No, because you refuse to allow the mouth to perform part of its natural function in the GI system, which is to allow the intake of food. Well, this is the same way in every area of your life when you refuse to function in your rightful place. If you're the wife, be the wife and not the husband. If you're the husband, be the husband and not the wife. If you're the children, stay in a child's place. If you're the employee, be the employee and not trying to be the boss. If you're the boss, supervise and quit trying to make friendships with the employees, their priority. In other words, know who you are, what you're supposed to be doing. If you're the evangelist, evangelize. We don't need you to get up and sing a song every time you speak when everybody knows, including you, that you can't sing. Preach the word. If you are gifted in song, when they ask you to sing, quit putting everybody through all of this calisthenics about, oh, well, I didn't know they were going to ask me to sing today. I didn't have a song prepared. Do what you're supposed to do. Be you. That's your purpose. It helps you stay in your lane. Whenever you come to church, you should already have 50 songs ready because you already know that part of your purpose, part of your gifting is to exhort the ministry, to usher in the Spirit of God. Quit getting mad because someone else over here can preach good. Go in and sing good. Know your purpose. If you are an intercessor, be the best intercessor. Stop getting mad because they're not asking you to come up and to lift the offering. You're the intercessor. If you are someone who knows how to encourage and exhort other people, do that. But don't try to be Joel Osteen. Don't try to be Joyce Meyer. Don't try to be T.D. Jakes. Be you. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. Spiritually, that's who I am, and that's all I can be. And I'm going to be the best at that because knowing my purpose helps me stay in my lane. When you invite me to preach, I come in and I preach, and God moves mightily because I'm in my lane. I'm in my purpose. But now if you ask me to come up and sing five solos, I might get one right, praise the Lord. People tell me I can sing, and I can hit a few notes. But don't ask me to come in, you know, and do the whole praise and worship and devotion by myself, where I'm responsible for leading all of the songs. That's not my purpose. I'm out of my lane. Professionally, I'm an attorney and a registered nurse. Because I've been in healthcare for over 20 years and I became an attorney after my brother's incarceration. That's what I do. But now if you ask me to come in and be a CPA for your taxes, oh, I hope the IRS doesn't come looking for you. That's not my purpose. See, the other thing about knowing your purpose is that once you know it, you will quit allowing yourself and others to pull you out of it. To put you in places where you ought not be, in relationships with people whom you ought not be in relationship with, having friendships, going places with people that you shouldn't be aligned with and in places where you ought not to be, because you know your purpose. and that will help you to stay in your lane. Now, we are running out of time, and the Lord has told me that he wants me to do a part two on this tomorrow on how do you identify your purpose so you can stay in your lane. So make sure you tune in. Let's get ready and go in on tomorrow. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Dear Lord, this morning, come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Nobody can hear you. This is your time with you and the Lord. You're in your prayer closet now. You're in your war room. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning. Because God, everybody listening at this broadcast, right now and later, will have knowledge that they have purpose. They have destiny. Before you formed them in their mother's womb, you knew who they were. You knew their place in life. You didn't put anyone here to be non-productive and fruitless, God. But that we would all operate spiritually and naturally within our place so that the spiritual body and the natural body always work and function at optimal health and being, because knowing our purpose helps us stay in our lane. Remove all jealousy, remove all envy, remove all toxicity, Lord. Help us to quit looking at others, always thinking the grass is greener on the other side, not realizing that sometimes what we're looking at is astroturf, it's fake grass covering up the same issues and problems we got in our grass. So if we'll spend time tending our grass, then we'll have real green, productive, fruitful grass, God. Help us, Lord, to stay in our place, to stay in our lane. Give us that spirit, Lord, of contentment that you made us and you made everything beautiful. And we are more than enough. And who we are in you through your blood, when we're living right according to the word, we're already more than enough. There is no insufficiency in your word. So when we live the life you've ordained for us, there is no insufficiency in us. It doesn't matter if we're the foot or the toe that's always covered. Without that foot and those toes, the person, the body has no balance and can't even get up and walk. Help us, Lord. It doesn't matter if we're the organs that are covered by muscles and skin. Nobody can see the heart. But if that heart stops pumping, the rest of the body is dead. So help us to realize we don't always have to be the one out front. We don't always have to be the one that's seen, but we make the body what it is. In your name, Lord, amen. Oh, come on and magnify him. That was so powerful. Magnify the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Wherever you are, we're running out of time. So just repeat after me now. I thank you, Jesus, that I am more than enough. Say it again. I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that I am more than enough. I will live in my purpose. Say it. I will live in my purpose, and I will stay in my lane. Say it again. I will live in my purpose, hallelujah, and I will stay in my lane. My lane is more than enough. All right, everyone, I want to remind you before I give you your task for today that this broadcast will be posted on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern. I want you to share this with other people. They can go to feeldfire.com and they'll be able to hear this broadcast. I challenge you to share this with at least two other people today whom you know need to be encouraged about who they are in the Lord. Go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, morning motivation page, and they can listen to the broadcast from their cell phone, laptop, desktop, wherever they are, it'll be available. Now, our topic on today's morning motivation broadcast is knowing your purpose helps you stay in your lane. Your task for today is to be you. Be you. All right, I'll see you in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. We're going to tackle part two. Call in live at 323-870-4180. I love you. Be you today. Be you. That's more than enough. Be you. Hallelujah. Be you. Be you. That's more than enough. Be you.